We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud. The Mishnah just finished saying 39 different Malachas, and the Mishnah tells you, by the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah, that you know how many Malachas there are? Abaram Chasa Achas, 39 Malachas. Why do we have to count up? Why do you tell me a count? Just count it ourselves. What do you need to tell me 39 Malachas? Rav Yechanan, Shemason Kulam Behelam Echad, Chayev Kol Achas V'Achas. If you did it all in one forgetting, you chayev 39 different chatois. That's what a Mishnah gives us, a number of 39. Zok to Maravaita. It says the Mishnah, the first two of its Malachas has a Re'ah V'Achayrish. You plant and you plow. Faitim are a simple question. Mechti, Mikrav Karvi V'Reisha. Don't you first plow? And then you put the seeds in. Then you zareya. So why does it say first zareya then chayrish? Listi chayrish. Vahadar listi zareya. Say first chayrish and then zareya. And Taisus asked, even though that by mechaba it says mechaba extinguish fire then lighting a fire, that's not so shver. It says that order. The kasha is that more that over here we're talking about sedur of the past. Taisus says talking about the order of the past, order of the bread. So it has to be in order. So why does it say first zereya then chayrish? Listi chayrish, vad listi zereya. First you plow, then you plant. Sach tigmar tana beretzol koyi. The zari bereish vahad the karbi. What they do is they first plant and then they plow, which means that of course they plow first. But even after you plant, it won't be covered over without doing another plowing. You got to plow again to cover over the seeds. To cover over seeds, you have to do it again. And that will cover over the seeds because the ground is very hard there. And that alone is a chiddush, that second macharisha is also called a charisha. That's the chiddush. That maybe you think that since it's already plowed, so it's not called charisha, k'mash v'lon, that even the second charisha is called a charisha. Dr. Gemara Vaita. We learned that a braisa has a reya, someone who plants grain or seeds, v'hazoymer, someone who cuts the branches of a tree, v'hanetaya, someone who is planting on trees. Zareya is planting with zroim, which is like wheat, barley. Neteya is going on trees. V'hamavrich, which means you take a branch of a tree and you put it into, while it's attached, you put it into the ground and that will grow another tree. V'amarkiv, you graft two trees together. Kula melacha achasem, they're all one melacha, they're all part of the melacha of Zereya. They're all under the umbrella of Zereya, all these melachas. And they're all called the Av melacha, because Zriya is the name of the Av, and Atiyah is the name of the Av by trees, and Hakava and Havracha are also Avos Malachas. They're also Avos Malachas. And it could be Zoymer is the only thing that might be called a Tolda. But the other things are all called the Av Malacha. And what's the Nafkamina? If you did it all together, to get with Zareya, you only chayev one. Because you do a bunch of Malachas that are the same Av Malacha with one Halama, you only chayev one. So Rashi speaks out that Neteya and Zereya and Mavrich and Harkava are all Av Malachas. Av Zoymer, Rashi speaks out, is a Tolda. Zoymer, which means like, I guess the English word for that is pruning, that's a Tolda. So Akhtamar, my Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush? What are you trying to tell me? That's Malacha Achas. Like we just spoke out, Ha Kamash Malon, it's Malacha Harbim, a Malacha Achas, and a Chayav Achas. If you do a bunch, all these Malachas in one Halama, they're not considered, just we said in our Mishnah, you get 39 different chatois. Here, you won't be chayev a chatz each one. They're all the same halacha, you only chayev one. Om Rav Acha, Om Rav Chiyah, Ba'ashi, Om Rav Ami, Zoymer, chayev mishum neteya, va'neteya, va'mavrich, va'markiv, chayev mishum zereya. It says Zoymer is chayev, because told of neteya, like we said, because it's made to help it grow. So it's part of zereya. And Zoshem is by a tree, so he says, Chayev Shem Neiteya. Vaneiteya, Vamavruch Markov, Chayev Shem Zereya. It's Chayev because of Zereya. It's the Av Malacha of Zereya. Mishem Zereya, Mishem Neiteya, Loi. In Zichen Neiteya, Mavruch Markov, Mavruch Markov, in Zichen Neiteya also, it's by a tree. Ema af mishum zareya. It's also we call zareya, and therefore if you do it together with zareya, you only chayav one. Just to bring out again this point that even though one's a tree and one's by grains, if you do it together with a one halama, let's say you plant barley and you do harkava, you do a grafting of trees in the same forgetting, you how many chatayis chayav? One. Because it's all one. It's all zareya, it's all nateya, it's all one thing. Om Rav Kana, Zoymer v'tzorach le'etzim chayev shtayim. There's a case where you could do one malacha and you chayev for two malachas. The case is you have a tree and it's not growing well, you want to make it grow better, so you cut off some branches, and not only that, you need the branches for firewood. You need firewood also. So it comes out, chayev shtayim, achas shem kaitzer, you chayev one av malacha of kaitzer, because I need the branches for fire. And also because it helps it grow. That's two things. It's a tolda of kaitzer, and it's a tolda of zareya. And a tolda of zareya. And Tosfos speaks out that even Fir of Yehuda holds that yichayev v'locha she'en tzirich l'gufa, you still have to need it tzorach l'etzim. But if you wouldn't need the etzim, it wouldn't be kaitzer. Because kaitzer, the whole cheftza of kaitzer is only if I need it for something. If I don't need it, it's not a kaitzer at all. It's not a kaitzer at all. Just like you find kareya of nas litva, ripping is only called kareya if you're going to, you're ripping it in order to sew it again, or you erase it in order to write. But here, the same thing over here. If you cut off the tree, it's not going to be a problem of Issa Malacha Fir Rav Yehuda holds Malacha Shei Tzirich L'Chayev unless you need the Eitzim. It could be the Pshat is, because then it's like a Makalkal. If the Vart is, you don't need it, so it's not Kaitzer. Kaitzer means only if I need the stuff, it's called Kaitzer. So we're saying this, someone cuts off those branches, first of all, he's helping it grow, so it's Chayev Shum Zareya, Zaymer, and second of all, it's Chayev Shum Kaitzer. Kaitzer and Atei. And then one has two more examples of that. Rav Yosef, how am I going to cut off Spasta? Someone cuts down aspasta. It's like this type of tfuah that grew 2-3 times. It was animal food, and it grew two or three times a month, and they cut it, and it grew back better. So how am I to cut aspasta? Chayev shtayim. Achas from kaitzer, achas from neteya. One's because of kaitzer, and one because of neteya. It's only a case where he needs this aspasta for his animals, so he's kaitzer in order to use it, and it's chayev from neteya also. Om Abayi, how am I to cut of silka? Someone who cuts silka. Chayev Shtayim, achas mishum kaitzer, achas mishum zareya. The same thing. If he cuts this certain type of beets, he cuts also yichayim mishum zareya and mishum kaitzer. The only thing is that, like I'm speaking out, that both by spasta and by this knivus hayerek, this knivus of kanav of a silka, you're cutting these beets that you have to want it. You have to be tzarach leitzim. So why don't we speak it out that you need it to give your behema? Why didn't it speak it out before it spoke it out? Tzarach leitzim. Why didn't it speak it out over here? Also, that you need it. Why do you need it? So there, the answer that it's only by eitzim where there. If you don't have kavana what it's for, so we don't understand what it's for, because if you're cutting off branches, it's not. You don't. What do you need branches for? So unless you tzarach leitzim, it's not called kaitzer. But by other gedule karka, you chayv for the eitzim. Katsira, it's very possible chayav for the etzem katsira, because since those things are oimid la achila, aspasta and beets are made for achila, there the stam das is that I'm being kaitzer for achila. There doesn't have to definitely be tzarach la etzem. But it's a bigger aura why it doesn't speak it out, but definitely has to be a case where I need it. But could be there it's stam. The stam das is that I need it for something. I don't have to have kavana that I want la etzem, because there it's food. So there it's stam das, I need it for something. So the Gemara writes, it says v'achayresh. The Mishnah, one of the obvious blockers is chayresh. Tana hachayresh, someone who plows v'achayfer, someone who digs v'achayret, someone makes a hole. Kula malacha achasim. They're all one malacha of chayresh. Now, what's the difference between chayfer and chayret? Chayresh, we understand, it means to plow. You make these long rows to put two in it. Chayfer means to dig, and chayret means to make a hole. What's the difference between chayfer and chayret? Chayfer means they dig a hole and you leave the sand there. Chayret means dig a hole and you take away the sand and you leave a hole here. All those three things are called chayrish and the one malacha. Amrav sheshes, hoyslo gav shushes. If some of those days that the ground, even in the floor, even in the house, was made out of sand. So you had a bump in the house, and it's not a shmak to always walk over a bump, so you want to smooth out the ground. So hoyslo gav shushes, you had a pile of earth, you know, a bump on the floor, v'notla, and you removed it, b'bayis, chayim v'shumbayna. If it's in the house, it's a baina, because you're fixing up the floor, you're making the floor livable, that's called baina, it's called building. But sada, if you have a gavshushas in sada and you take it away, chayim mishum chayrish. It's chayim because of chayrish. I can ask me, chayrish, how's that chayrish? So Rashi learns that the shame malacha of chayrish is to soften the ground. And here, by removing this thing, I'm softening the ground and making it straight, that's a problem of chayrish. So in the bayis is baina. Pesada is chayim mishum chayrish. Amar Rava. Hoist laguma, similar case. He had a hole in the floor. But Tamai stuffed it up. Bai is chayiv mishum bayna, and has chayiv mishum bayna. But sad mishum charish, and sad is chayiv mishum charish. Yeah, chayiv there because of charish. Also there, what's the pshat? How's a charish? I filled it up with sand. How's a charish? Zog Rashi that since you filled it up with soft earth, and it's good enough for planting, that's called charish. Rashi says. Guma v'tamva afa haynu chayrish. So afa shemila boy have a rough way. It's soft. The table is zriya. The hishvel a karka lias nizra masadi. Made it straight in order to make zriya because it's softening the ground in order to make plant. That's called chayrish. Softening the ground, make it easy to plant. That's called chayrish. Om rabba chayfe guma v'shabas ain't zorcha al afra. If someone needs some sand, he needs earth for something. So he makes a hole in the ground. Is that chayrish? Talk about Rava, no, it's not chayrish. A chayfe guma v'shavas ain't zorcha al afra potter leha. You're potter. He needs, what does he need? Rashi says he needs it l'chasa tzaya. He needs it to cover tzaya. So he needs earth. So he makes a hole in the ground to cover the tzaya. So he says that's not called it's a chayfer because I don't need to make the ground soft. I need sand. You're potter leha. V'rabi hudam lachas yechug l'chayiv leha. Hani mil mesakin. Hai mekalkalu. In v'rabi hudah, the whole lachas yechug gufa is chayiv. That's dafka a tikkun. But this is a kilkel. This is a kilkel. You're making a hole in the ground. It's kilkel. So regarding the Issa Chayrish, there's no Issa Chayrish. There's no Issa Chayrish, and there's no Issa Binyan in the house because it's a kilkel. And it's also not Shayach Tazriya. So therefore, the halacha is that you are Pater Meshum Chayrish. Now, this halacha is, unless you needed a hole in the ground, you wanted to keep, you know, stuff there in this hole, then of course that would be a case of binyan. Even in the house would be chayiv making the hole. But here you don't need the hole. So therefore it's not in the field, it's not chayrish, and in the house it's not chayrish, it's just makalkal. And therefore halacha is that you're potter. And even if you're Rav Yehuda. Zogtim Maravait, it said in the Mishnah, one of the other halachas are kaitzer. Kaitzer means by tvuah. So Zok the Brice and I say a bunch of different harvesting are all go under the Isser of Kaitzer. Tana. Ha Kaitzer, which is cutting Tvua. Ha Beitzer, which is by grapes. I mean harvesting grapes. Ha Goider, which is harvesting dates. That's Goider. Ha Masik is by Zaysen, by Alps. Ha Oira, that's by figs. Kula Malacha Achasin, all the Malacha of Kaitzer. Amra Papa, Haiman the Shadi Pisa Dikle. He takes a ball of sand, you know, mud, like a little, like a fistful of mud, and he throws it at the dekel tree, v'asi tamri, and the dates fall off, chayiv shtayim, achas mishum toilish, one because of toilish, achas mishum afarik, and one because of afarik. Now, what does it mean, toilish? That's simple, you're detaching it from the tree, that's called toilish. And that's called, basically, kaitzer. It's a tall dove kaitzer called toilish. Now, why, what's mefarik? Mefarik usually means something that like has a shell and you took the shell off. So what's the mefarik over here? So sounds like from Rashi, Pashpat on Rashi is that coming off the tree is also a form of mefarik. You take something off a tree, you have two things, toilish and mefarik. But Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos ain't nearer l'rikum as far as Rashi, mefarik ilo ma'asav and aperish olav. He doesn't like the pshat because basically then it comes every time of kaitzer it should be mefarik also. And he says that Rabbi Yochanan says pshat that on these dates, there's a little klipa in a little shell, and when he kushumakev it tomorrow, when he throws that piece of mud at the dates, first of all, two things happen. It comes off the tree, and the shell falls off. So you're doing two things, mefarek and kaitzer. Others learn in Rashi that there is talking through the things that when it falls off the tree and hits the ground, then the dates fall off like it comes in a cluster. It falls off the cluster, and that will be kumafarek. And that's a big shayla. Taking something off a cluster is called mafarik. Let's say grapes. It's taking a grape off the cluster called mafarik on Shabbos. So that's a big shayla. There are some who say it is, and they bring a raya from this Gemara. But Kaponim, our Papa says, you throw a piece of mud at the tree, you have two things. Achas from toilish, v'achas from mafarik. Rav Ashi Yom Ano, ein derech lisha v'kach, ein derech birika v'kach. He says, you're not chayiv. You know why you're not chayiv? Rav Ashi says, because it's klach hayad. That's not the way you do it. You know how you do mefarik or tlisha? You do it by hand or with a keli. When you throw something on it, that's kalach hayad. Therefore, Rav Ashi says, you are not chayiv, you are potter. One of the malachas ma'amer was gathering. You know, like gather tevuah on Shabbos into a pile. That's one of the iser malachah of sedur the past. Before you do the dosh and these things, you have to ma'amer. You have to gather it. So that's one of the iser of the obvious malachas of Shabbos. Omer Rava, ha'iman dechalef milcha malachta. Let's say you go to a salt pond where all the salt is the liquid is evaporating and you have salt. So you go there and you gather salt. Chayiv mishum ma'amer. Rava held you chayiv because ma'amer, because you're gathering the salt. You bring it home. You're gathering salt. Abay Yom no big aside. Ain't imor el b'dilu karka. Ma'amer is only by gedule karka, and salt doesn't grow from the ground. So there's no ma'amer. Something that's not gedule karka. It has to be something that grows from the ground. A big aside that ain't imor el karka. We'll see that a lot of different things that are dafka by gedule karka and by nothing else is, and other things don't have those asurim. So one of the obvious lachas that only gedule karka zaktabaya is imor, is ma'amer, gatherings only by gedule karka. Zaktamara vaita, one more gemara here, va'adosh. This is threshing. Tano hadosh ba'manafet ba'manafet kul malach achasein. Dosh is by tvua, by grains. Manafet is by pishton, is by the stalks that has flax seeds, and they remove the flax seeds from the stalks. The stalks turn into the flax that makes the clothing. And same thing by katan. Manafet is talking about katan. So katan has cotton seeds and it has like these stalks. Those turn into the fibers to make. That's how you make the cloth. So you remove those seeds from the stalks. That's it's a tolda of dosh. It's similar to dosh. So both manafets and manafet, all one malacha, all toldos of dosh. And Tosis and Rashi speaks out. They don't say it's a tolda of manafets by shearing the wool. We also said they take the wool off, you disentangle it, and you clean it. So maybe it's that. So it's a tolda of that. He says no, because this is a gedule karka, and that's not gedule karka. Rashi speaks out. It's semer gefen gedule karka. Ulachkari nifut delay tolda the dosh. Shemefarik grim and you're taking out the seeds. Like Carly told him manafet to semer. It's not manafet to semer. Told her that. Why? That's talking about semer. Talking about wool from a behema. And this is the gedule karka, and therefore the choluk, and therefore it's a tolda of dosh, and not a tolda of manafet of semer.